The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on September 1st, 2007 in Carnes, Australia.
There's a book written by the Sri Vaishnavas, which is called the, it's about the what they call Divya Deshas. These are Vishnu temples which were glorified by Alwars. Alwars are Vaishnava saints. So some of any, so they made that there was 108 temples that the Alwars praised. So like in Chennai, there's the Parthasarathi temple. This was praised as a Divya Desha, where Krishna is worshipped as the driver for Arjuna, the Parthasarathi. And then there's another Vishnu temple in Mahabalipuram, which is also known as Mamallapuram now. I mean, the official Tamil name, but it's English time it was called Mahabalipuram, but it's Mamallapuram. So there's also a Vishnu temple, which is a Divya Desha. It's called Perumal temple. Then 10 kilometers closer to Chennai from Mamallapuram, there's a Vishnu temple, and that temple is called the Nitya Kalyana Mandira. Kalyana means what? Marriage. They call it, South India they say Kalyana, like Kalyana Mandapa, marriage hall. So this is a daily marriage temple. Every day they have marriage. So there's a pastime there. There's a Bhubaraha Devi. So some sage, I think it was Madhavi, or I forget, one of the rishis, he had a daughter. And the daughter when the rishi passed away, the daughter had no father, no guardian. So she did a tapasya to go back to Godhead and follow her father. But Narada Muni said, you're doing the wrong tapasya because this is for a married lady. You have to be married if you can do this tapasya. So then she went around to see if any of the rishis there would marry her so she could do the tapasya. And then one said, all right, I'll help you out, I'll marry you. And then she would, yeah. So they, he has to, supposed to have one child at least. So she conceived. And then, but she gave birth to 360 daughters. Kind of a world record. And then the husband was like overwhelmed. How am I supposed to get 360 daughters married? And how am I going to do all this, you know, take care of them? And then on top of it, after they just grew a little bit, then she also finished her yajna and went back to Godhead. So he was all alone with 360 daughters. Then one, then they grew up and they were all marriageable age. And then one handsome man came and he said, "Well, I'll marry all your daughters." So then he thought, "Well, in those days polygamy was allowed," and so he said, "Well, this was solve my problems." So every day they did another marriage, 360 daughters, 360 days. So more or less 1 year, so every day they had a yajna. At the end, the last daughter, when she was getting married, then all the other wives or daughters all merged into her and she became Lakshmi and the handsome guy became Vishnu. And this was all Leela Vishnu. These were all Lakshmi's incarnations. So this Rishi had actually the great opportunity to have the goddess of fortune as his daughter, and he was able to give 360 times the goddess of fortune in marriage to Krishna. So you can imagine what kind of blessing he's going to get. So then the two got married, Narayan and Lakshmi. Then they went back into the temple. So that temple there, because the Lord had got married every day for the year, so the Utsav Murti is always dressed like a bridegroom, and the Lakshmi is dressed like a bride. And every day they perform the marriage ceremony in that temple. So they say that somebody's having a hard time getting married. You go there and get the blessing, the deity blesses. So a lot of young single people going there to get blessings. A lot of young people. In fact, we told that we warned our brahmacharis, don't stay in too long in this temple. You'll be in trouble. Dangerous for the brahmacharis. So, like this, each temple has got some amazing pastime like that. And, so in Kanchipuram, there were 14 Divyadeshas. 14 different, Pandavadut is not so well visited. It's only because we are devotees of Krishna, we found it out. But otherwise, everyone goes to Varadaraja. That's the main Vishnu temple there. And he's a huge smile. What a smile he has. Very charming. And he's the king of giving benedictions. He gives so many benedictions, so everyone likes to go to the deity that gives a lot of blessings. He's very popular. So that's the Varadaraj. And there's another, there's the Vaikunthanath. This deity was, he became manifested there by Lord Brahma did Ashwamedha Yagya there, because Kanchipuram is such a place that any devotional service you do there is multiplied by 100. So he did he was supposed to do 100 Ashwamedhas, then he can get a Vishnu deity. So instead he went to Kanchipuram, did one, which is equal to 100, and he got this Vishnu deity. Then he did a worship for the deity. The deity is called Vaikunthanath. So like this, so we saw so many deities. Sri Rangam. Sri Rangam, of course, is the major temple. And, Sri Rangam is, Lord Ranganath also was worshipped by Brahma. But he was doing tapasya at the side of the milk ocean. He wanted a deity. And from there out came the Ranganath deity, lying on an antasesha. So then he took that deity into Satyaloka and was worshipping. Then he gave to some disciples and they were worshipping. Somehow it got down to Manu. From Manu it came to Ikshvaku. And it came to the earth planet. So from the Ikshvaku was the Surya Vamsa, the dynasty of kings in the sun line. So they're handed down and was worshipped, he was worshipped by, Ramchandra. Then Ramchandra gave to Vibhishana. And Vibhishana took this deity to Sri Lanka, but on the way somehow he stopped at Sri Rangam and they put the deity down. So wherever he puts the deity down, then the deity stays there. So that deity is still there in Sri Rangam. And that's considered like a Vaikuntha on earth. This Paramal temple in Madurai, it's called Southern Mathura. Then nearby there, there's a place where there's Alwar, Nila Alwar, just a half an hour drive from Madurai. There's another holy place, so I forget the name of the place, but it's on the side of the Tambra Pani, a river that has a lot of copper in it. That's what it's called. Tambra means copper. If you get the Divyadesha, there's a few temples glorified by the Alwars outside of South India, like Dwarka and Mathura and Badrinath. But 90% are all in South India. Another important temple, Padmanabha, Udupi Krishna Temple, Malkote is also considered Vaikuntha on earth. There's a Yoga Narasimha. There's also a special Narayana there that one Mughal princess fell in love with. And she left her father and came there and was worshipping Narayana.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives. and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.